Okay, it's that time of the hour now. Dr. Len Horowitz, our guest, and we'll take your phone calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Len Horowitz, our special guest, and of course, we'll take your phone calls. Ready for the calls, Leonard?
Sure, George.
Absolutely. Let's roll, first of all, with our first-time caller line. Hi there. You're on the air with us.
Hi, George.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, I hear your program. I love your program. It's awesome. Wanted to ask about autism because we have a child. He's 9 years old. He's an autism child. We started knowing the difference when he was around 3 or 4 years old. Something was different about him and so forth. He has the mentality of like a 5-year-old. Our 2-year-old son and our 9-month-old son, they're very, very normal. And our 9-year-old, he doesn't play with toys. He's a mathematic whiz. And we keep getting to run around with different programs and so forth like that. Alphabets and no recognizing his letters and so forth. He doesn't know nothing like that. If you tell him the letter A and then ask him 10 seconds later, forget it. Numbers, he knows all of his numbers. He knows what they look like. He knows how to subtract. He knows how to add. He knows how to multiply. He just started going to the restroom on his own when he was 6 years old. Is there any programs or grants out there or, you know, what causes this? I mean, we hear so much about it. It was, a couple months ago, it was like one out of every 161 children. Now it's like one out of every 150. And they said that you can get your children tested at the age of 2 if they have autism. Is that true?
Yes, I understand now. And actually, you've repeated what the government's statistics are, and they're very, very off, sadly off. I believe now it's the latest ones that I've been looking at is about 1 in 67 that have behavioral disorder, and that used to be 1 in thousands, and it's consistent with what we're talking about, mercury toxicity as well as immunological impairment, but the neurological damage is mostly from the heavy metal poisoning. You know, aluminum is also in the vaccinations. Aluminum is also associated with Alzheimer's disease. Again, another brain neurological impairment. So the question is, how do you detox? Well, here's a few simple things. You can do a lot of research. There's a lot of great alternative natural methods, starting with detoxification. Heavy metals can come out pretty nicely with clay. There's bentonite you can take internally, external clay, clay packs, bathing for detoxification. The 9-year-old is a little bit young in his autistic condition to rely upon him to do a thorough detoxification program, which involves fasting and various juices, raw. This is the type of lifestyle changes that would be beneficial. Pure, making sure that there's in the diet that there's no usually wheat, gluten, as well as wheat products are usually contraindicated in these cases. So there's a lot of research on the internet that has been done. The best recommendation, and there's many, many programs that are treating these children right now. I don't know. George, you remember Kathy Brilliant? Kathy Brilliant, a friend of Ivy West.
Yeah.
Kathy has a daughter who, actually, she won a White House award for taking a severely autistic child and making her a straight-A student in school. And she did that in exactly like I'm saying. She basically did the research on the internet. She looked at how it is that she can do everything from the sound, color, light, frequencies that literally cause the shaking vibrations in these things can help to dislodge the mercury. The mercury is actually stuck. If you look it under a microscope and electron micrographs and also live blood analysis, you can begin to see on the nerves that there is, on the myelin sheath surrounding the nerve fibers, there's this heavy metal. You know, the Mad Hatter. You remember the Mad Hatters used to dunk their pens into the mercury and use that for designing hats, and then they kept putting their fingers in their mouth to make their pens a little bit sharper. Well, this is exactly what caused them to become mad and the saying Mad Hatter. So
it's stuck to the nerves.
And you can get it off the nerves through detoxification and chelation and some very simple things, as I mentioned, with the bentonite clays.
What do you see, Len, as the most pressing problem for all of us? The water, the vaccines, you know, if you had to pick one. I know they're probably all bad, but...
Well, the vaccines are the number one genocidal weapon. The pandemic cancer we have right now is primarily associated with vaccinations. Secondary factors, of course, is the immune toxicity associated with all the poisoning and pollution that the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists love to give us. And so this is the primary problem. The water is the universal solvent.
And we can fix that.
Water is in a cycle of its own. It shall be. You know, you can't kill God, and you can't destroy God. And ultimately, that's the same way with water. Maybe we're not going to be here, but nature is going to be here in some form, and water is going to see to that.
All right, let's go to our wild card line. Tim, I believe you're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi, Tim.
Hi. I misspoke. I work in Reno, and I actually live in Fernley, and I was going to talk to you about the water situation.
Sure,
up there.
Please.
There's
go
a
ahead.
Lot of arsenic in that area, and I have a soft water system with a reverse osmosis, and I was just wondering if that is... I'm just wondering if that was still a safe thing to do with this, all the salt in the water and so forth.
Yeah, salt is a major problem. You know, people need to stop taking table salt altogether. Get on to sea salt. Far, far healthier. A lot of your symptoms of, like, if you're out there listening and you get muscle spasms a lot, it's primarily because you've got a magnesium and maybe a zinc imbalance. Calcium imbalance, and the reality is that mostly the toxicity from table salt is throwing your mineral mechanism off. If your water is salty and it's got, you know, not the right minerals in it, and by the way, the scientific community, and particularly natural healing community, no longer recommends reverse osmosis because it's literally dead. It's energetically dead. You've got to, you can take it and restore it energetically. Again, there's various technologies, as I said, hands-on healing, prayer. We have a CD that I highly recommend. There's Jonathan Goldman's CD called Holy Harmony CD. It's worth every penny. We've had miraculous things happen when people play it, and I recommend playing it actually to, let's say, a gallon of water. Get a glass gallon that you have apple cider in. After you drink the apple cider, you use that, and you put your stereo headphones around the gallon or put it in between your speakers and play Holy Harmony CD that has those 9 frequencies, including the 528 love frequency, in this resonance. And the water itself will structure. Dr. Emoto has done the photographs on Holy Harmony for us, and they're very beautiful structures. So there's ways to re-energize your water. In terms of the mineral content, you can simply use, there's a product called Zuma. There's various products out there that you can remineralize drinking water as well as re-energize it. I think the point is that water is where it's at. It is really critical for not just the health of the planet, but each and every one of us. And we can take responsibility. We can respond. We have the ability to respond to this crisis and really do what the right thing to do is, treating ourselves with a lot of love and care, and that means taking care of the water.
Isn't it amazing, those pictures that Emoto has come up with?
Yeah, I love him. You know, he's been our guest in Hawaii. We've spent a lot of time together, and he is a beautiful man. He could use our prayers. He's elderly, you know that.
Yes.
And he doesn't have the energy, but I can tell you one thing for sure. There's nothing that he would like better than to just share what's on his heart, what his findings have been with regard to water. I have tremendous respect and love for him.
Let's go next to our West of the Rockies line. You're on the air with us. Hello there.
This is Bill, KCVL, Caldwell,
hey,
Washington.
Sure thing.
I wanted to ask Leonard if he has ever heard of Miracle Mineral Supplement. It was developed by Jim Humble. It is chlorine dioxide.
You know, I know that that's a wonderful product for oral hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
The chlorine dioxide is fabulous, even though you think, you know, chlorine, oh, yucky. No, it's actually in that form that he's recommending it. I know that there is a company that produces, I can't remember their name right now, but it's a fabulous oral hygiene product. I suspect it sounds to me like it's probably a good product, but without the background, I really can't say for sure, you know?
Yeah, I've been using it. It is fantastic. It has healed people of malaria and pathogens within hours.
Wonderful.
And it's like cost near nothing, and it's called Miracle Mineral Supplement.
Yeah, there's a lot of wonderful products out there. I wish the Centers for Disease Creation would get a hold of some of them.
There is one other comment I had, please.
Sure, go ahead.
You were talking about using sea salt. I would have to almost disagree with part of that because you're talking about partially polluted salt now. The best thing I would recommend is crystal salt.
Where do you get it?
Either from Himalaya or the Redmond, Utah salt.
Yeah, well, your point is well taken, truly. It depends on where you're getting it from. In the ocean, some places are very polluted, and you wouldn't want to take salt from there. There's a few places that if you do some research on the Internet and compare, there are some sea salts that are extremely beneficial, particularly for this mineral imbalance situation. You know, it's a silent killer. That's what table salt is. You know, the whole diabetes issue, too, this whole obesity issue, we're looking at literally the intoxication of humanity, and it doesn't have to be.
Also, Holy Harmony is fantastic. I play that quite often.
Wonderful. We do, too.
Often, yes.
You know, whenever anybody's got any issue, you know, we play it. If you go online to the HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldStore.com website, and go to the CD section and click on Holy Harmony, read about, I think it's a couple dozen testimonials. We stopped putting them up. There were so many miracles happening. And the same thing happens when Scott Huckabee plays live, you know, in 528. Again, would you expect anything less, you know, miraculous than for what you're getting from the Creator's core creative tones? I mean, that's what you would expect, miracles, and that's what we're seeing.
All right, next up, let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air with us on Coast to... how about East of the Rockies? You're up. Hi there.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, this is Alex in Dallas, and I'm really enjoying the spiritual and the nutritional aspects of the show,
yeah,
definitely.
This is the uplifting portion.
Absolutely. I'd like to ask, are there any other cultures? You mentioned, or you drew on the Kabbalistic with Moses and so on. Are there any other cultures, say Vedic or Norse or any, for that matter, that have had the same sort of knowledge? Sort of irrelevant, but I'm wondering. I'm sort of an ancient culture buff. And the second question is, how would one keep one's pH in balance with a diet that is fluctuating, no matter how sound of a diet it is? Is there any supplement that could be used or to prevent acidosis or alkalosis?
Okay, first one, I would certainly say yes. I think that, you know, the Judeo-Christian period is, you know, basically came long after, so that the ancient Levite priesthood got their knowledge elsewhere. So, you know, look at Babylonian. In fact, the sacred languages is a tip off on this subject. The sacred languages include ancient Aramaic, Sanskrit and Hebrew. And so when you go back into the Holy Land area prior to, you know, the Egyptian period, you find that there was this sacred understanding of mathematics, and, you know, it is a total fascinating area.
Et cetera, et cetera, yeah.
Now, the pH issue, number one, study cayenne pepper. It's one of the most alkalizing agents you can put into your body. In fact, it alkalizes so good and so quickly, you can substitute it for nitroglycerin for people who, you know, have heart conditions and angina. Instead of nitroglycerin tablets under the tongue, if you take a pinch of cayenne pepper, it'll have the same effect almost instantly, just like the nitroglycerin. The reason for that is, as the cardiac muscles are in spasm, it's like a muscle spasm. You've had those. It's lactic acid that builds up that maintains the spasm. That's what angina is about. So when you have this pinch of this super alkalinization under the tongue, which is filled with blood vessels that immediately go to the heart and the bloodstream, you know, you have a pH complete transformation. So again, parts hydrogen, power hydrogen is what is regulating your body chemistry, your physiology, your metabolism. It's all about hydrogen, oxygen, and water.
That's the name of the game, Lennon. The name of the game. Let's go to our first time caller line. You're up. Hi there.
Hi, my name is Susan. I have a question. If having the flu shot has any correlation to fibromyalgia, I had a flu shot years ago, first time ever, and I just seemed to me I got sicker. I was having problems beforehand, but not too long after I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Answer is absolutely. George mentioned my mom passed away after a flu shot of a related disorder called Guillain-Barré, where her muscles and her connective tissue, myelin sheath, was affected, primarily causing paralysis. With your situation, fibromyalgia is one of the array of similar autoimmune diseases. Here's how it happens. As you get injected with virtually all the vaccines, because I mentioned they all come from bacteria, viruses, they're grown in yeast, sometimes chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, as I said, with polio, monkey kidney tissues. So you begin to realize that foreign proteins get injected into your body. When you imagine now have these foreign proteins floating through your body, they land on different cell parts. In your case, the connective tissue. And what happens is that a little piece of your own connective tissue and this foreign protein particle connects and comes together. It's called an antigenic complex. The doctors should learn about it. They don't know about it. The scientists understand it. The immunologists understand it. But the doctors, the medical deities, and average practice know almost nothing about this. So here this combination, let's say half of your own and half of this foreign protein, is sitting there. Let's say it's in your...
Hold that thought, Leonard. Hold that thought. On our next Coast to Coast program, Dr. Peter Ward joins us. He's going to be talking about the possibility of mass extinction of all of us in a different way, this time from earthly things. We'll take more phone calls with Len Horowitz. Len, how come we don't hear that much about AIDS anymore?
Oh, I am hearing about it. You don't hear about it because it's essentially it's been said to be a disease of the gays and the blacks and the Africans and now the Indians and the Chinese. It's not an American thing. You know, meanwhile, there's still a lot of devastation going on in the black community. You've got... a tragedy happening. It's hideous. But, the American mainstream media doesn't give it the attention it deserves.
And it's out there.
It's out there, and it's flourishing.
Is it getting worse?
It is. It's still continuing. I read a government report many years ago, actually about 10 years ago now, that said that at best, as a depopulation agent, it would only amount to killing about a third of the world or the populations, and that was insufficient for accomplishing the goal of reducing the populations by half to two-thirds.
Jeez, only a third would be 2 billion.
Yeah, so that's not enough for them.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Back to the phones we go. We'll pick it up by going to our wild card line. You're on the air with us, Taryn.
Hello.
Hi there. Yeah.
Hi. Good morning to both of you.
You too.
Thank you. Dr. Lynn, I wondered, I have the CD, Holy Harmony, and I love it, and also the book, Biological Codes for the Coming Apocalypse. Well,
yes.
That's not exactly the name of it.
Healing Codes,
Healing
for, the
Codes for the Coming Biological Apocalypse.
Right.
Absolutely great works.
Thank you.
I wondered, very challenging, the book. I wondered, can I take a pair of headphones and strap it to food that I bought?
Yeah, if it's fresh. You know, because what the fresh food has got the enzymes, the life is still in it, in the water. The energy in the water, the amino acids, the enzymes, just it's really alive, and that's what we need. We need to have that life.
Is the purpose of saying a blessing over a meal really an ancient technique of charging the food and the water that we take into our bodies?
That, plus it's humbling, opening up the heart to appreciate the fact that, you know, the Creator gives all of this to us, and, you know, doesn't ask for anything but a little bit of love and respect.
That's a beautiful thing. I was interested in the fact I'm Roman Catholic, and our priest blesses the water, but he puts it in a metal tureen. What does that do to the water? Remove?
Well, you know, quite honestly, it's probably silver. Check. If it's silver, it's probably great, because it's silver is so unique. Gold, silver, and copper are the three primary electroconductive elements in the periodic table. It's an energy enhancer. So if it's silver, it's probably excellent.
And would you recommend silver or gold or copper for eating utensils and cooking utensils?
Yes, silver would be the ideal. Other than that, wood. You know, I think eating, my preference is to actually eat with chopsticks, because you know, most of the restaurants don't have silverware, real silver.
That's true.
And I personally, I'm sensitive. I can actually feel and taste the difference.
Well, I have a pair, too. I'll just have to whip them out and take them with me. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Michael, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, George, and shalom, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi, shalom.
When you spoke of what a drop of water contained under a microscope, it validated the lyric to my song, Talking Rain, which I would like to recite to you. It'll only take 2 minutes at the most. Would that be all right?
Up to you, George.
Give us just a paraphrase, would you?
Well, it'd be kind of hard to do.
Yeah, we try not to have people do readings.
Oh.
How about a question?
Well, what was Mr. Emoto's first name, and what can we do about the fluoridated water? I live here in Oceanside in Southern California, and I know that they recently added... It's a small percentage of fluoride, but I really object to any of that in the water.
Sure. His first name is Masaru, M-A-S-A-R-U, and then I'll let you take the second part of the question.
Yeah, just get very active. Get a group of people together and be very vocal. Go down to your city council and do the research, bring them the research papers, and then complain and be in their face as much as possible. That's the best thing you can do for water. Community water fluoridation atrocity.
One thing I learned from Art a long time ago, he just said, George, nobody reads on the air. Okay, Art. And he's right. You know, we can't have people reading and reading and reading things as much as I'd like to. Next up, let's go east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Burke calling from Ringgold, Georgia.
Hey, Burke.
Hi. My mother's tried that a miracle mineral supplement. She's elderly, and it's made her very sick. This new technological breakthrough that NASA's using that you talked about earlier, you can use that in your eyes or in your vaporizer, or it won't turn you blue.
Or do you just drink
no,
it?
No. Yeah, no, it's not like that's one of the beautiful things about it. The Argyra, that colloidal silver people who take it routinely every day
they
for years.
Blue.
Yeah, the OxySilver, you've got to study it. It's awesome. It's, I believe it's probably a complete revolutionary and evolutionary technology in health science and immunological support. Broad spectrum, antimicrobial. It can be used for a household disinfectant. You can spray it in a nursery with a baby and a pregnant mother right there. You can basically, it's no risk, and it's optimally effective for getting rid of viruses and bacteria.
Now, you can spray it in your eyes directly?
Yeah, it wouldn't harm you at all.
Huh.
Would not be harmful. You know, if you've got some sort of an eye infection, it might be very beneficial, actually. You know, we'll have to do more research on looking at it, but I can't see anything. Again, what have you got? You've got hydrogen, oxygen, water, and you've got a little bit of silver. And the silver is an antimicrobial. It's one of the most well-tolerated. It's probably, besides hydrogen and oxygen, it may be one of the best tolerated of all of the elements in the entire periodic table. Nitrogen, you know, nitrogen is a nitrogen fixture, basically, is an organic polluter. So, you know, I think it's probably fine for any type of use.
Well, if NASA's using this, it's got to be the right stuff.
Yeah. You know, George, I wanted to mention something, too, with regard to water. I want to thank you for playing the wonderful music you've been playing this last couple hours here. Yellow Submarine is a video that people should rent at the video stores. It tells the story we're talking about here. Yellow Submarine, the theme of the whole thing is that the Blue Meanies stole the music, the real music that turns full, joyful, colorful color people into fragile black and white. And the whole mission of the Beatles is to recapture the music that's been suppressed in the musical instruments. And as soon as they start playing, everybody comes back to life. That's the whole concept of this concert we were talking about earlier.
Now, when you do this concert, this June 19th through the 21st, what do you think could happen?
Here's what I believe is going to happen. Is as we sing internationally and the waters vibrate that frequency of 528 of love and the harmony goes out, what's going to happen is it creates a homeopathic in the oceans of the world. The living waters will come to life with love. And because you are love, you're, as I said, 80-some-odd% water. So you're going to resonate. There's this concept of resonance that Dr. Emoto beautifully shows and demonstrates in his lectures, where if you take a triangle in your right hand and you hit it, and you got the same exact one in your left hand, and you don't hit it, when you hit the right one, the left one likewise starts to vibrate. And the concept is turning the living waters of the planet into a resonator, a frequency of love, generator, transmitter, a homeopathic. That's essentially baptizing the planet with the Holy Spirit power of love. That is what the mission is. And when that happens, what's going to happen, the real overriding issue we've talked about already, is shutting down that egoic, fear-based, jealous, greedy mind. And instead, opening up this sensitive, loving, capable, and divinely inspired, intuitive heart center. When the heart opens and the head shuts down for its needless, stressful, and anxiety-inducing communications, and you get that sense of serenity and clarity, that comes from the heart center. That's the mission. When more of us, when the 100th monkey among us, gets that, gets in tune with that, and starts to literally channel that love. Essentially, it's over. We win.
Okay, let's take final calls here. We'll go to our wild card line. James, you're on the air with us. Hi.
Hi, this is James Cobb. I'm calling here from Bend, Oregon.
Sure.
Dr. Horowitz, it's a pleasure to speak with you. And I have a couple quick things I would like to ask you about. One is if you're familiar with the work of Dr. Hulda Clark and her parasite zappers and things like that.
Wonderful. She's a tremendous hero. I know she's been persecuted by the food and actually the fraudulent drug advocates.
FDA. You know, so the reality is, yes, I'm familiar with her work. When you talk about zappers, again, you're talking about energy, electromagnetics, and bioacoustic resonances. It's all frequency medicine. You're a resonance instrument. That's what a human body is. Here's the best definition of who you are. You are a digital, bio-holographic, precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And so when you talk about treating the body spiritual temple and the energy being, that you've got to turn to energy equipment and energy technologies. Everything from sound, color, light, frequency generators to hands-on healing and prayer. That's what we need. And we don't need any more poisoning, no more intoxication, no more pollution. Let's get rid of these lunatics.
The second thing I would like to ask you about is the whole chemtrail, chemical contrail phenomenon and possible implications of that. You know, what's the official explanation of that? And then what are some things that might actually be going on, you know, with that? And also the work of people like Dr. Wilhelm Reich.
Yeah,
and Orgon energy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. When you start to study energy, the whole field of metaphysics and reality really comes in strong. It's beautiful. But the chemtrail issue is part of the poisoning. I've written extensively on it in a book called Death in the Air: Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. The title came out 3 months before September 11th. Death in the Air: Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. The prophetic title was based on simply looking at the evidence that was coming my way, and the reality is it's part of what's called non-lethal warfare. It's non-lethal warfare where propaganda is the main thing that's driving it and driving people nuts. But the bottom line is that intoxicating the public under a shadow of propaganda, whereby you're poisoned in various ways, from the air that you're breathing to the food that you're eating to the water and liquids that you're drinking, it is literally creating your immune system to become dysfunctional. And as a result of that, you're susceptible to infectious diseases, cancers, all of the current and coming plagues.
And the work of Reich, of course, he was seen as way out there then, wasn't he?
Well, I'm seen as way out there. You know, coast to coast is seen as way out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you guys are dealing with all sorts of things from alien phenomena to, you know, having Horowitz on.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
So it's kind of like we're no longer the lone voices crying in the wilderness. You know, we've got a lot of people now who are finally waking up. And I'm saying that the wake-up is that wake-up call is by divine source, and it's happening in people's hearts. And it's like what you said. People are getting to the point of saying, enough is enough. We need something dramatically different, because if we don't pull it together, we're going to lose everything.
Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on the air with Leonard Horowitz. Hi. Hello. Gotta go. Try our first-time caller line. You're on the air.
Hello, George.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Michael from Lubbock, Texas.
Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling because I'm in my 20s, and I just graduated college in December. On January the 7th, I developed sciatica, and as a man in my 20s, I'm hunched over. I walk worse than my grandmother does, and she's 80, with multiple knee and multiple hip surgeries. And I've got sciatica, but I can't get any job. I don't have any health insurance. And I've been to a doctor, a chiropractor, and a massage therapist, and nobody has been able to help me.
Did this just crop up on you?
Well, no. I was helping my friend move, but one person told me it was my muscles. Another person told me it could be a slip disc or anything like that. But I don't know if I need to wait it out or if I should actually go and pay a lot of money to see a doctor because I don't have health insurance.
Now, here's what you need to do. There's basically a couple of things I highly would recommend. There's some deep myofascial therapists. Some are called Rolfers. Some are called Soma body workers. They work very deeply in relieving the stress and the crystallization holding patterns based on trauma, either physical or even mental, emotional. Trauma is stored in the connective tissue. It is the connective tissue sheaths that hold the muscles, and it's the muscles that pull on the bones or hold the bones in place. So you've got to get rid of that trauma, free up the musculature. That will hold the spine in balance, and correct posture is important, and it will it should dramatically improve the pain and reduce the pain and the symptoms. The other thing is that you've got to exercise, you've got to hydrate, you've got to get rid of the dietary factors that are causing muscle spasms, such as caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and heavy red meats. Those things cause what we were talking about earlier, acidification of the body chemistry. It's like a muscle spasm. Lactic acid buildup, you got to get rid of the acid for the muscle to relax.
Get your website out, Leonard. We've got 20 minutes, 20 seconds rather.
20 seconds, okay. Again, toll-free 888-508-4787 is the telephone number. 888-508-4787, and website is Dr. Len, L-E-N, Horowitz, H-O-R-O. WITZ.com. Love you, George.
Thanks, Leonard. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Boy, he does stick his neck out, doesn't he? For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.